You may have never noticed it, but Mark Zuckerberg, the founder and CEO of Facebook, wears the same style of gray t-shirt every day. He says, "I really want to clear my life to make it so that I have to make as few decisions as possible about anything except how to best serve the Facebook community." He said even small decisions like choosing what to wear or what to eat for breakfast could be tiring and consume energy, and he didn't want to waste any time on that. I'm not suggesting you wear the same t-shirt every day, but he makes an interesting point. What small things do you waste the most time doing? This meditation from Romans chapter 6, verse 23 will help you be more mindful of God's precious gift of time. It will help you center on the best way to spend the time that you have. So to begin, no matter where you are or the time of day, allow the next 15 minutes to be a retreat to rest in the presence of God. Allow yourself to settle now. Your breathing to settle. Your eyes to settle. Your posture to settle even deeper. And your mind to settle on the divine presence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of divine awareness by listening and then responding to this passage from Romans chapter 7. And as I lead us, respond, "Lord God, may I be mindful of how I spend my time." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. There was a time I was living in the flesh and trapped by sin. So, Lord God, may I be mindful of how I spend my time. Those times of sinful passions within me were awakened by the law, and the law identified my actions as sin. So, Lord God, may I be mindful of how I spend my time. The times of sin at work in my body bore fruit for death, since the willingness to sin leads to death and separation from God. So, Lord God, may I be mindful of how I spend my time. For a moment longer, linger in silence contemplating the gift of time God has given you. Each beat of your heart, each breath, is a moment gifted to you by God to encounter Him. This meditation is a time to spend in the presence of God, but for a moment, take note of any distractions. Don't fight them, but neither give them any power. Simply note them as they bubble to the surface. Scan your body for a moment, from your head to your toes. What within your body is distracting? Just note it for now. See each distraction and waste of time is a bubble rising to the surface of your mind. Note it, and then watch it float away. Let each distraction float by, leaving you to center on encountering the divine presence of God. Center there in this time. inch or two in your breathing. Take several deep belly breaths in through your nose and hold for a moment. And slowly release it through your mouth. Be mindful of each breath in this precious moment of time. Be aware of the beating of your heart. Let each pulse be a reminder of this precious gift of time. Even as you center on this time of stillness, you may still encounter distractions, and that's fine, to be expected. But rather than judging yourself, celebrate each distraction as a little reminder to center back on your breathing and whispering the words, "Lord God, may I be mindful of how I spend my time." Center on this divine time. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from Romans chapter 6 verse 23 from the English Standard Version is part of a letter written by the Apostle Paul. But for now, imagine these words as a personal note from Paul to you as a reminder of how you spend your time glorifying Christ. Dear friend in the faith, how are you spending your time? I know you were once free to do as you wished, but what fruit were you getting from that time? Remember that the wages of sin are death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What in the passage were you most grateful to hear? Well, listen once more for how the passage influences you. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What will you hold on to from this second reading? We'll take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Listen once more, but settle now even deeper as you contemplate on this wider passage. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you've been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What in this passage brought you the deepest peace? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Thank you. In this third expanded divine reading from the Christian English Bible, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father in heaven, yes, I was once a slave to sin. I was free from the control of righteousness. There were only negative consequences from the time I spent doing the things that I am now ashamed of. I know now that the outcome of those things is death, and I have been set free from sin and become a slave to you. I have the consequence of a holy life, and the outcome is my eternal life. For this I give you all the praise, the honor, glory, and thanks in the name of your Son, my Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you want most to communicate with God in this time of silent contemplation? We'll take this next minute for this passage to become yours in a time of personal prayer. Take all the time that you need. He is in no rush, nor should you be. While resting in imaginative contemplation, with your eyes closed, see a net in your mind's eye, perhaps a fishing net. Watch as water passes through it, but it catches fish and debris and trash floating downstream. Imagine the law of God being that net, a filter, if you will. Now imagine your daily calendar being the river flowing through the filter. What might this divine filter catch that is most tiring and consuming most of your energy? What might the filter capture that isn't glorifying to God? We'll take this next minute to contemplate on what the Spirit of God reveals in the filter that is a poor use of your time. Let this be a time of confession and release. As you move through your day, be mindful of time not edifying God. Be aware of opportunities to pause and mind your filter. Is what you're doing the best use of the time God has given you? Is what you are doing most glorifying God? Contemplate on that as you receive this prayer to mind your time, because the cost of wasting your time in sin brings death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. May you be mindful of your time with Christ, be aware of the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter God at this moment and always. and whether at first or last light. Remain here in this divine retreat as long as you can, whispering, Lord God, may I be mindful of how I spend my time. Rest here glorifying God and enjoying the presence of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.